This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, July 15th. Okay, well, folks, we gapped up nice to this morning, and then it's fizzled. So I just want to re-clarify what's going on. First of all, this morning we had a very good PPI report. The wholesale inflation declined. And the components were good, too, when we looked at them. So the good news is inflation has come in below expectations, okay? So there's no threat of the Fed raising rates, and market rates are meandering lower. So that's all good. The other thing is ASML, which is a stock we do not recommend, although it ranks well in Stock Grader, did come out with better than expected earnings and very strong guidance, raised their guidance. Tomorrow, we're going to have Taiwan Semi, which announced that their sales were up 67.9% in June. And their sales are forecast to be up 35, and their earnings are forecast to be up 48. They should beat. Taiwan Semi makes the NVIDIA GPUs. They make all the high-end chips that go in the Apple MacBook Pros, the Microsoft Surface laptops, etc. ASML does this etching for chips, and so all the high-end chips use the ASML lithography system because they can etch better and finer than everybody else. So it looks good, but all these data center-related stocks, AI-related stocks, after we opened this morning, did get hit with mean reversion trading. So as I talk to you, it's in the middle of the day. I don't want you to worry about it because we're in the middle of the day. The close is more important. The actual response to the earnings is more important. But I'm sure you're all asking, how can a perfectly good stock get hit? And the answer is the specialists out there love to write options on hot stocks because they can get a big premium. And then they run a mean reversion program to knock the stock down. Why do they do that? Well, they like to collect free option premiums, okay? But they don't want to deliver the stock. So it looks like the tail's wagging the dog, okay? And it looks like that's what's going on. And if you wonder why the regulators and stuff allow them to do that, they argue this is how they create artificial liquidity, etc. So whether this is right or wrong, this is what happens. Now, there's also a very good article in the Wall Street Journal. You can click on the Wall Street Journal, go to the economics section, and they point out that most of the construction in America is data center related. And so it looks like this quarter, it's going to be energy stocks. They're going to have spectacular results. That's refining, integrated energy, pipelines, midstream, etc. And then we're going to have the AI information tech, which is data centers, semiconductors, etc., do very good. And then a lot of material stocks, something like Carpenter Technology, okay? So that is where the earnings are. There's other sectors like, well, I have Eli Lilly. I like Lilly. I don't like Pfizer and some others. But right now, we're still in a market where three of the 11 sectors of the S&P is where all the earnings are. So you don't want to get out of any of these tech stocks because that's where all the earnings are and it's going to continue to be there for 3 years because that's their order backlog. So the biggest deal this earnings announcement season is the order backlog growing? Is it still expanding? Obviously, there's bottlenecks. We just saw it with memory, which helped a lot of our memory stocks, although they're down today. So I don't want you to worry about all the mean reversion trading. I don't want you to worry about the shenanigans on Wall Street. What I do advise you to do is keep your head down and let's just go through this earnings season and let the earnings drop kick and drive the stocks higher, and then we'll sort everything out. But from what we see, it looks awfully good. Taiwan Semi, better than expected. ASML, better than expected, higher guidance. Again, Taiwan Semi, TSM, will announce tomorrow. We'll get some more clarification. And let's keep our head down, let the earnings drop, kick, and drive the stocks higher. And sorry about the the intraday market shenanigans. That's what we got hit with today. So, but there's nothing to worry about here, folks. That's it. So, even the situation in Iran, we shouldn't worry. We're energy independent. It doesn't affect us. It's just an unfortunate human tragedy that, you know, we all have to have military action. But obviously, you know, if the IRGC fires at boats, the U.S. Navy is going to neuter them. And obviously that's been going on. We shall see here, folks. Meantime, oil supplies have been replenished. They will continue to be replenished in the falls. So, I do expect firmer energy prices through Labor Day. So that's it. Hang in there, everybody. At least we're in earnings season. We got good earnings to count on. Take care. It's Louis Navalier.